Darren, what about that?
Great, Pat. You know, really pulsating game. Electric afternoon here at the Hawthorns. Really, really pleased for everybody here connected at the football club. And delighted that, you know, to finish the home Premier League home form with a win.
You must be pleased for yourself as well, Darren.
It's not so much pleased for myself, Pat. You know, I'm just pleased for us all here at West Brom. Really, it really is everybody. And that today has been epitomised what West Bromwich Albion is all about. When everybody gets together and we have that strength and unity, we can achieve some good results here in the Premier League.
That's clearly what you aimed for when you took over for the Swansea game, unity.
That's it. That's exactly it. That was the key ingredient for me, because for this football club and certainly for myself, the only way we operate here at the highest level against some of the best teams and best players in the world is we come together as one. And that's exactly what we've been doing on this this recent run of games, been coming together as one. And I'm just pleased today for everybody here that we've won the game against some real strong opposition again.
Exactly, because at times they played you off the park, but you stayed in the game.
And that was it. Came together as a group, and we knew this week, we knew that they had some exceptional players, but it was a team shape that was going to get us through this game. It really was. And we stayed disciplined, we stayed resolute. We knew they couldn't penetrate us. We didn't want to go through the middle of us or over the top of us. So the space was wide, but even when we went wide, the boys went to a man, went to work and defended with their lives, really.
You were on one knee when that goal went in. Were you aware of that?
No, I weren't. I just sometimes go under one knee just to take the weight off my legs, really. just really, really, really pleased. And then, as I said, as the game we were on, we knew we had some quality players on the subs bench that could come on and affect the game as well. And it proved the case.
And it's bittersweet, Darren, because by tonight, you still might go down.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, again, Pat, you know, I can't dictate anything else what happens outside. All I can just say is that, you know, for West Bromwich Albion Football Club, we've acquitted ourselves in the right manner. We've worked hard. It's through hard work. And we've been doing that in recent weeks. And again, you know, what happens tonight or around it, I won't be watching any football. I'm just focusing my mind on this football club here.
So there's some big decisions to come, and possibly also from you in terms of putting your hat into the ring for the job.
Pat, again, It's the six games, you know, what I stepped in for, and I've been chalking them off one by one. This was game five of the six. We move on to final week, and that's another tough game at the end of the week. When the season finishes, we'll see which way the club wants to go and what way they're going to take the football club. For me, it's all about this football club. So in terms of what's going off around it and what people are saying in regards to my career and what's happening here, I'm just really focusing on the games, and I just echo that everybody keeps together and we keep focusing on which is the final game of the season next week.
Are you more disposed towards the job than you would have been a month ago?
I'll be honest with you, Pat, and I'm telling you now, and I can tell you this over and over again, I'm looking at those six games. I have not even thought of anything else, because within that, there's a group of players here that I find really happy to work with. There's a group of staff here, and then it goes into the stadium, and we're all as one. Looking at it, I can't dictate that, and I really am. I'm sharing my heart here. It is literally that I'm looking at it.
You always do share your heart, Darren. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Just one from me, Darren, about Jake Livermore. I mean, his renaissance continues. Scored in the Liverpool game and got that crucial touch to the goal today, didn't he?
Yeah, we said to Jake that, you know, he's a goal scoring midfield player as well. Jake can play in numerous positions and numerous styles in midfield. I'm glad over weeks that he's adding goals to his impressive display, you know, and one that, you know, I certainly hope that this rich vein of form that he's been showing continues in the summer for England and the World Cup, because he's been absolutely tremendous for us and the football club, and is a as is everybody else, he's played a huge part in this run.
And if you do pull it off at Crystal Palace, that trumps 2005 and then some, doesn't it, when you were here as a player?
Probably just, you know, we just go to work in the week. You know, we'll just see how the week goes. We'll get together now. We'll come back in and, you know, we go back to work again. We just want this, try and keep this run going. It's been good. It's been done through hard work. It's been done through togetherness. And it's been done as a football club through strength in numbers. And through that has brought unity to the football club. And I echo that again to continue that with everybody at the football club. And long may that continue.